All right, guys. Thank you for having me here. I'm going to try to pack a lot in a very short period of time. I'm going to stand over here. I don't know if, are you supposed to be in front of it or behind it? I think typically you're supposed to be, the speaker needs to be in front of the mic for not feedback. Anyway, we're just going to move ahead. It's going to be crackling. You're going to pretend like you're listening to this on an old LP. It's just got the needle running through it. It's no big deal. We used to listen to those. So this is like classic broadcast. So a few things. First off, thank you for having me. How many of y'all subscribe to the Tennessee Conservative? Raise your hand. A fair amount. If not, there's a little square piece of paper. If you'll give that to my wife, because I've got to leave. I've got a 1 o'clock up on the mountain I've got to go get to. But we cover news from the conservative perspective in Tennessee. And honey, you may have to move. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Last time I think I didn't use it. I'm going to just go ahead and be my own AV person here. I'm going to set this in the front and see if it makes a difference. I think it will. I did that last time. All right, much better. So I've done the AV stuff for a while. So we do reporting. Basically, we cover the Tennessee legislature from a conservative perspective. We are the state's only conservative news alternative. The Tennessee Star used to be sort of conservative, then they went with the same staff, and now they cover like 8 or 9 states. So you get an article or two out of them, and occasionally a good one, but it's not much reporting on it anymore. There's just like 1 state article, and it's something that happened in Minnesota, and then a bunch of other national stuff. Well, we're going to put out 13, 14 Tennessee stories, state government stories, a day, Monday through Friday, and we do a summary called The Big 7. It's a podcast where we tell you what were the 7 biggest stories in Tennessee politics over the last week. In summer, it gets pretty boring. But during the legislative session, there's always something going on. And so I've been doing this for 4 years. For those of you who don't know, I went into political retirement, and COVID brought me back out. When they shut down my church, they shut down my gym, they told me that my kids had to do all this stuff. They took them out of, like, I was like, enough is enough. So April of 2020, I was there with a few of you on the Market Street Bridge saying, open everything up. I think you've got it wrong. And they did get it wrong, in my opinion. And those are the same people in power today. So often when I see what happens in Nashville, I just have to remember when the real challenge of our lifetime came, they failed. They had a lapse of judgment. They could not see clearly. They could not devise the time. And I think a lot of it has to do with this because we did not send people with good, strong constitutional moorings up to Nashville. Because if you don't have good moorings and the wind blows, what do? You just fall over. And everybody else was falling over and they fell over too because they lacked the foundations. So what I want to do today briefly, because a lot of you probably don't know, is I'm going to just run through, and then I'm going to pass this out, what's happened in the legislative session. How many of you feel like you've got a good handle on it? How many of you feel like you really don't know what happened this legislative session? Most of you. That's why you've got to subscribe. All of the people don't subscribe to my paper. I feel for you. You got to read that thing, right? If you want to know. So here we go. So here's just a few things. I had Jason Vaughn, who's our media coordinator. Now, I can't see you now because I've taken my glasses off, but I can see this. Okay, you blurry people. But I had him put together the top 9 best that we got in no particular order, the 5 biggest disappointments, things that are still alive that conservatives should support, several bills that have been placed behind the budget. I'll talk to you about that in a moment. And then things that are still alive that conservatives should probably oppose. So here we go. I'm not going to read these bills. The bill numbers will be on here. It'll take too much time, but I'm just going to tell you what they do, and then you can see who carries them, and then you can go research it on your own. As enacted, clarifies that a person is not required to solemnize a marriage they don't agree with, signed into law by Bill Lee. It basically means if you're a minister and somebody says, I want 2 men to be married, you say no thank you. Extended lifetime orders of protections for victims of stalking and harassment. That got signed into law. Allows unvaccinated families to adopt kids. That's passed in the House and the Senate, and that had a lot to do with Gayle Green's lobbying efforts up there, if I'm to understand this correctly. Which goes to show you that when you go up there and lobby as a citizen, it is time-consuming and expensive and stressful, but you can get some things done. a bill that requires law enforcement to report illegal aliens to the feds if they are picked up for committing another crime. It passed the House and Senate. Hasn't been signed by Billy yet, but the Tennessee Foster and Adoptive Parent Protection Act prohibits the Department of Children's Services from requiring adoptive foster parents to support a policy on sexual orientation or gender that conflicts with the parent sincerely held religious beliefs. It's basically like if your kid says, I'm a boy and it's a girl, you know, I don't have to go along with that, and they won't take your kid away. Require social media platforms to acquire parental consent before minors use it. That's pretty good. Requires Tennessee public schools to provide yearly age-appropriate gun safety training. You would think they were teaching them how to, like, make bombs. If you saw, like, it's like, let's just teach them how to be safe around a gun. So maybe, you know, they keep, you know, asking for us to do something about this. Then when we do something that's not taking away guns, they ain't for it. Allows local law enforcement agencies to assign a school resource resource officer, even if the school doesn't want it. All these blue cities, they don't want school resource officers in the schools. They don't, and so now they can get one whether they want them or not. Allows private schools to adopt their own handgun carry policies for faculty and staff. So if you're in a private school, Christian school, secular school, and you want your people to do the only thing that prevents school shootings, and that is to meet the obstacle in reality and not fiction, you can do that. Here are the five biggest disappointments. There are others, but restoring state sovereignty through nullification was deferred to summer study. What does that mean? If the government does something that is unconstitutional, like they did during COVID, every state needs to have a process where they can say, this is not enumerated in the Constitution. We will not go along with it. You can pound sand and good luck to you. And if you're going to enforce it, you got to enforce it with your own federal agencies. You can't enforce it with our state agencies. That was killed by rhinos in committee. And it's a shame because, like, if we'd had something like this, I don't think we would have the COVID situation that we had go on as long. Sought to prohibit adversaries of the United States from doing business with the state of Tennessee, which basically means that that China can do business with the state of Tennessee. There's no law against it, which is not appropriate. There's a one that sought to increase fines for transporting illegal aliens into the state and remove current exemptions from common carriers. So basically it means if you're Delta Airlines, which now has an exemption, Southwest Airlines, Greyhound, if you want to bus illegal aliens into Tennessee, you can't do it. Well, the rhinos want it to continue, and it was voted down in the Senate Judiciary by Todd Gardenhire, John Lundberg, and Kerry Roberts. I'm just telling these. Now listen, do not be mad at me for reporting voting records. If you want me to come back and lie to you, I will do it. I don't need any paperwork to lie to you. I need paperwork to tell you the truth. Sought to protect Tennessee from intelligence investigations. I mean, like, for example, you've seen all this stuff that they're doing where they're going after, like, those people that got jail sentences for standing at an abortion clinic, all praying. It's crap like that, like that we were going to give some Tennesseans protections, and that was voted down and died in the Senate. Todd Gardenhire voted against that one, and some other people on here. Things that are still alive that conservatives should support. There's a bill that allows schools to hire retired police officers and veterans as school resource officers. Prohibit foreign party controlled businesses from owning land in Tennessee, which means like the Chinese government can't own land in Tennessee. That's still alive. Bans pride flags in Tennessee classrooms. That's still alive. And then there are several bills that have been placed behind the budget, which is usually how rhinos kill bills, and they got 15 different ways to kill them, but they got no way to pass the conservative legislation. It's amazing. They got all kind of toolkits for killing them, and they got no toolkits for passing them. Ensuring compliance with Age Appropriate Materials Act, extending time for sex offenders to stay on the registry list, allows for the death penalty to be an option in the cases of child rape. Gardenhire voted against that too. He was voted with the Democrats. He's the only one. Would apply felony charges to any non-parent transporting minors out of states for abortion, authorizes the enhancement of criminal penalties and life without parole on conviction of violent crimes by illegal aliens. So if you come here, we need to be preventing them from coming to begin with, but once they get here, if they do a violent crime, we just put them in bars, okay? It's a little bit too late, but it's better than nothing, but that's another one that is probably not going to see the light of day. And then there's some things that you should oppose. There's a There's one. This is a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to read any more of this. Y'all can read the rest of this. Here you go. Just pass this around. I'm losing you, but if you see something on here that is still alive, you might reach out to the people and call them like Gail does. I'm telling you, it's effective. So here's what I want to do. Do y'all remember? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
What about the money one? The UFC?
Oh, the digital currency. Yes, the Republicans are pushing forward with that, digital currency. We have tried to oppose it. We pushed it. Republican leadership wants digital currency. But the first part of it's passed. Michelle, where's the rest of it? Do you remember? They tabled it. Yeah, it's an 86-page digital currency and everything else bill. And anyway, how many of you remember, you have to be kind of older and not say there's any older people in this room. There's a few of you. I'm putting my glasses. No, I can't. I'm about to read these things. You remember when they had the blind taste test between Pepsi and Coke?
Yeah.
You remember that? And it was a very effective campaign. It was so effective, they did what? Do you remember? Because people like Pepsi better, the taste of it. They changed the formula of Coke, which is a huge boondoggle. Like, it was just backlash. You'd think, oh, that makes sense, right? People say they like this better. Let's taste like that. Didn't work. So I'm going to give you all a blind taste test. I'll give you a blind taste test here. I'm going to read you some votes, and I want you to tell me, is it a Republican or is it a Democrat? See if you can tell. It's going to be very interesting. In committee, voted against bills that would protect schools from litigation resulting from adoptive policies that require students to use bathrooms that correspond with their own biological sex, meaning you would vote against the fact that men need to be in men's bathrooms and women need to be in women's bathrooms. Voted against legislation to authorize partisan elections for school board members, which means you want Democrats voting in Republican primaries. How many of you want Democrats voting in Republican primaries?
No.
It's amazing because I've had people argue with me about it. What's the guy that has the little pot belly that sat over here that was so disrespectful the last time I came? What's his name? King?
What?
David Queen. He harangued me for like 30 minutes about why that's a good idea over here after the meeting. And I'm like, you represent these people, not your own personal opinion. And I've been harangued by other people who shall remain nameless about it. But it's not what people want. Voted to give illegal aliens professional licenses on the Senate floor. Voted against allowing local school law enforcement to enforce federal immigration laws. So it means we can't enforce our immigration laws here in Tennessee. Voted for the incumbent protection bill, which basically was a bill for silencing grassroots conservative organizations 60 days before the primaries. Voted to allow, sent a bill to summer study that would reject exemptions from schools that allow obscene materials, basically allowing it. What else? Here's a good one. Voted to make ivermectin over the counter in the state. Like if you want to get ivermectin, you can't get it. He didn't think you should be able to. Supported a 5-cent increase of taxes on soft drinks and soda and carbonated natural and mineral water because he thinks it's making you fat. I'm going to read that part. It's all we've wound out. We're on steam power now, people. We're on steam power. Voted for legislation to criminalize parents based upon anonymous allegations of abuse or neglect. Co-sponsored a bill to use private-public partnerships in construction of toll roads. Voted for a bill to allow a subjective standard for physicians to potentially abort, permit an abortion for a patient in bad faith. Voted for a resolution for an amendment to the Tennessee Constitution, and this is one, allowing ownership of interest in private corporations by the state. Corporations in the state are already in bed real well together. We don't need the state to own corporations because the corporations already own the state. Now, you know, 90% of donations that come to Republicans in the state of Tennessee come from left-leaning corporations. That is the truth. They don't need your money. They've got plenty. And so this was something they were trying to do that thankfully it didn't make it, but they're going to probably try to do it again. There was a bill that would have increased fine for the transportation of illegal aliens into the state, and he killed it. Voted against a bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee that would increase fines for the transportation of illegals. Voted, and this is just now in 2024, voted against legislation to require Tennessee law enforcement to report illegals who have been arrested for other things to the federal authorities. So if you get arrested for a DUI or something, they're supposed to report you to the federal government. He thinks that's a bad idea. voted against the bill to ban pride flags from Tennessee classrooms, apparently thinks they need to be in there. Sponsored a bill in the Senate that would give illegal aliens free college tuition. That's a good one. Voted in favor of a red flag bill, which basically says if you go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist and they're like, I don't think he should have a gun, they can take it away without due process. I don't know if many of you know, like, counselors or psychiatrists. There's some that are good and there's some that are bad, but I've known many of them personally as friends. And there's about 70% of them I'm like, I wouldn't trust you with my kids for 10 minutes. You're crazy and your whole life is cuckoo. And you're gonna tell this person that's talking to you like that. I'm sorry, I've just seen it. I don't trust that. That's why we have due process in the courts. So Zed, do you think that sounds like a Republican or a Democrat? I'm gonna keep you hanging.
Democrat.
Sounds like a Democrat. I don't know. We'll see. Here's a different one. Voted against legislation to prohibit state and local governments from adopting sanctuary policies, meaning you can't, if you're a city, you can't adopt sanctuary city policies. This person said, yeah, you can. Voted against legislation that would ban government entities from contracting with people who do not provide evidence of work authorization status. Means they don't want you to be tested for your legal immigration status to work for the state or state tax dollars. Refused to vote on legislation to ban abortions when a fetal heartbeat is detected. Let's kill the baby if a fetal heartbeat is detected. Refused to vote on the abortion reversal bill that was basically so you could have it reversed. It was a posting that they were going to put in abortion clinics to say it's not too late. You can stop now. Voted against legislation to authorize partisan elections for school board members. Again, this whole we need Democrats voting in Republican primary stuff that the party pushes in many cases at the state and local level. Voted to give illegal aliens professional licenses. Voted to stop social media censorship of Tennessee elections. We had a bill that would have stopped Facebook and other platforms from censoring you. Like many, raise your hand if you've been censored on Facebook. It would, no, you know, that needs to continue. It needs to continue. You don't need to have your free speech. Voted for the incumbent protection bill. That's the same one that censors conservative organizations. Corporate welfare. Voted for $52.8 billion budget, which allocated $8.9 million plus $55 million in bonds for the Tennessee Titans Stadium. How many of you think we need to give $2 billion to the Tennessee Titans in taxpayer funding?
Yeah.
It's wildly unpopular, but it's pushed and it's voted on by most of the delegation. Voted against a resolution to make the Holy Bible Tennessee's official book. Claims to be a Christian. Voted against lowering Tennessee's concealed carry age to 18. Voted against legislation, anonymous allegations. How many of you know somebody crazy, married to somebody else who's crazy, who reports them to get them in trouble when nothing has happened? Have you ever lived through this in a family or said, like, a dysfunctional family gets divorced, they use the kid as a pawn? Well, they can take your kid away without any due process. And that's something they think is good. They think the government's going to make the right decision. You're going to make the wrong one as the parent. Voted for legislation that paved the way for global currency. Co-sponsored a bill for the use of private public partnerships, toll roads. Co-sponsored a bill to allow subjective standards for basically making it easy to do abortions. Now, this is just this year. Voted against public access for the Department of Tourist Development records. That means if they're giving millions and billions of dollars away, they can hide the records from you for 10 years because they know what's best. You don't need to know. Voted in favor of that red flag gun bill I mentioned where the psychiatrist can take away your rights. And a few other things. So Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Sounds like a Democrat.
All right. Is it Pepsi or is it Coke? I'm going to pass these down, guys. These are, the first were Todd Gardenhire's votes. The second ones are Patsy Hazelwood's.
What?
Yep, those are your votes, people. Don't be mad at me. I did not make these votes. We just watched the little meetings and saw how they voted. Now I'm telling you, you do what you want to with it. Yeah, I don't care what you do with it, but I'm just telling you. Guys, here's the summary and the takeaway, and then I'm going to take questions. We have to decide as individuals if we are for the party platform, and if we want to live under policies, or if we want to live under politicians and the party. The party is only worth supporting when the party follows and adheres to the platform. It is only worth following when the party tells the truth about the people who are not following the platform instead of covering up for them. And so that is why so many organizations or so many people who care cannot and won't get involved in Republican politics at the in an official capacity. Like, I started the Signal Mountain Conservatives Club because I know if I tried to do anything on the mountain to electoral conservatives, like, I'd be like trying to do it with a millstone around my neck. I'm not going to do that. And so as individuals, you just have to decide, yep, what am I in this for? And there's some people that are in it for moving up the ladder, being recognized by people, getting patted on the back, maybe get some kind of appointment, maybe be a lobbyist one day when they get out of office. And those folks will climb, because what happens is you get up to the legislature, and your first year or so, people are pretty conservative, and about 80% of their money comes from back in the district. And then as time goes on, that completely flips to where after about year two, about 60% of their money comes from corporations and 40% comes to the district. Then it's 80, then it's 90. And now you don't matter anymore. And then they discover, if they fight illegal immigration, if they make a stink about something up there in the Republican supermajority, they are relegated to obscurity. And then only the true principled ones will actually still vote with their districts, but they'll never sit on a committee or anything like that. And so that's why we have got to disrupt, in my opinion, the power structure and actually get some conservatives in place of some of these folks that don't vote the best. And so this has been a tough job. I've been doing this for 4 years in October. There are people that won't look at me. There are people that badmouth me. There are people that chase me down in the grocery store. It happens. Bill Watson's wife chased me down the grocery store. Just harassed me because she gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to lobby for corporate welfare, and then that money goes back into Watson's household budget, and he's on the Senate Finance Committee. If you think the wife of the most powerful person on the Finance Committee in the Senate comes to lobby you for a bill, do you think it has an impact on how you vote? It does. And sometimes people can see things clearly, but when it involves their wife, they can't. Like, if my wife came to me and said, I got to bury a dead body, I'd be like, well, how deep? How deep is it? And so I think sometimes people are just like, well, how deep is it, honey? And he'd just like, but...
As long as it's not yours.
Yes, as long as it's not yours. Yes, yes. She'd make me dig the hole first. I know her. But at any rate, this has been an unpleasant experience because all the money in Republican politics comes from the corporations. Guess where all the money comes in the Tennessee media outlets? Corporations. And so you can't, for example, we did that Protect Tennessee Borders rally. We had 200 plus people there. We had many elected officials speak at it. That was a very uncomfortable day for me. It took me like 3 or 4 days to recover. I don't like doing stuff like that. I don't even really like coming down here and talking sometimes. I've turned a little reclusive. I just want to sit in my office and work. And we sent out 350 to 400 press releases. You know how many Tennessee media outlets picked up on it before or after? But recently, there's a protest. There's been two protests with illegal aliens asking that the restrictions be lifted, and both of those have been covered all over the state. That is the state of the media. And so if you're not on our list, you will not get the truth. Because I look for, other than us and Tennessee Stands and a few other little independent 501c3s, and Americans for Prosperity tries to tell folks, I know that there's a division on the school choice stuff right now. There'll be something new to argue about next week. Okay, just, you know, we have a difference of opinion. Move on. That's fine. But that's all I got, guys. I appreciate you very much. And I hope you'll have me back. Y'all are like the only Republican organization that allows me to come and talk. It's true. It's true. Here I am in the county. But what is it? A prophet has no honor in his hometown. But y'all are the only ones that are like, I'd like to hear the truth. Everybody else like, can you get up there and lie? Maybe take it a little easier. Maybe not even mention anything. Maybe tell a few colorful stories about the days of yore. But that's all I got, guys. I appreciate you very much, and I'll take questions. Thank you.
We have time for just probably
just a couple.
Two or three questions.
I'm sorry, I buried you in information. Yes, Gail. I've known Gail for 25 years. Phone number? I will give you my phone number right now. I hadn't had a woman ask me my phone number in so long. Gail's a pretty lady. I'd give it to her. Here we go. It's here. You can write it down, harass me, call me, send me stuff. If you hear about anything, just text me the dirt. 423-313-4624. I do return calls. I do return them slowly. It may be 2 or 3 days, but I will get back to you. But that's it. So anytime you want any other questions, other than asking for my phone number or a date. My wife won't allow it. Any other questions? All right, guys, I appreciate you very much. Like I said, I apologize. I got a 1 p.m. I've got to get to, and it's like 30-some-odd minutes to get back up to the house. I'm going to pack up my little box of stuff, and I'm going to go home. Okay? I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Can we get a few quick photos?
Yes. Where do I need to be? Stand with Marcia. I don't know if Marcia wants me to stand with her. No. You can delete these. You can delete these.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, dear.
We really appreciate it.
Can I get a picture with you and Michelle here?
Yes.